fuck me and call me Charlie.
I'm probably going to listen to music and try to relax my mind. It says the deepest sin against the human mind is to believe things without evidence. Oh my fucking God. Deepest sin against the human mind is to believe things without evidence. And that's what you guys are doing. You're blind. You're a zombie robot. The ad got you. You didn't even know why you went and bought the burger. You didn't even know you was going to go and buy the burger. Your car drove you to the drive-thru. You wasn't even aware. Your subconscious was driving you. That ad dug all the way down into your subconscious and guided your car to the drive-thru. And out of your mouth, you started ordering some shit that you didn't even know existed. Where did that come from? Or you go to Amazon or wherever your place that you order shit from, and you just on your lunch break or whatever, you got on there and was scrolling some shit. Again, you didn't even know, like you searched this thing up. You typed it in. Like maybe you didn't have it all the way exactly like what it was, you know, the proper spelling or even the correct item even, but you went and you typed in your search. And when you went through your search, you found what you was looking for. You found this thing that you didn't know was there, but you knew it was there. And you went and you ordered that shit. And you also had that elation, like I said earlier, a sense of satisfaction you got from doing it. Like, I was so clever. I was clever. I took my little lunch break. I went and ordered such. You probably after your break, you went and bragged to somebody about it. You told them what you did. You was proud of it. That was the ad. The ad made you do that. And then when you went back and told it to the other person, you became an ad. Because now this person's thinking about it, you know, and you probably told him you should go on and go get that thing, man. All I did was just shit on your next break. Just go, you know what I'm saying? Type in such and such and such. And then, you know what I'm saying? Go on and get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. They got your mind, man. They got you, man. If you think they don't got you, man, you the most got. Because we all have been gotten. There's no exceptions. There's no exceptions. The ads are everywhere. You cannot escape them. So this is my dilemma, okay? To all you guys that can see the pixels. Aren't you tired of seeing the fucking ads? Fucking do something about it. Let's go. We need to recreate this shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Some of this shit needs to be burnt the fuck down. Because there ain't no other fucking way. You can't put some facade on top of some shit. It's like eating stir-fried shit. Add in as many fucking vegetables and, you know, spices and herbs to that shit. Guess what? It's still shit. And it's gonna taste like shit. So some of it has to come down. We got to rebuild it. Also, we need an infrastructure, you know, something that works for those that can see the pixels. If they want to continue to play their fantasy and live in their fantasy, let them go over there and do it. We shouldn't all have to live in their fantasy. Pause. We shouldn't all have to live in their fantasy. I don't want to live in your fantasy. You can have your fantasy. Go over there with it. I don't want to live in it. As a community, we have created this big, huge fantasy that we all have to live in. And you can call it the Matrix, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Doesn't matter. We all in it. And it's not real. These are the facts of the matter. This is data. We all live in it, and it's not real. Again, to you guys out there who can see the pixels,
What are you going to do about it? What have you done about it? What are you doing about it? Are you doing anything about it? I know you see it. I know it bothers you every freaking day. It's like a freaking pin that's poking you in your eye. As soon as you wake up in the morning, you can't sleep. You see it in everything. There's no looking away from it. It's everywhere. It's in everything you look at. And it bothers you, but you feel helpless. You feel like there's nothing you could do about it. And the reason why you feel that way is because there's so many people who believe in this fantasy, that it has the dominant control over everyone's reality. So the remedy is to get more people who can see the pixels and people, you know, less people who are sold on the fantasy. Psh, you're like, that's fucking impossible. That's the only thing that's gonna fix this. There's no other fix. No matter how long it takes, that's what it is. You have to get the balance. You got to get the scales. You got to push on them scales to get the balance back. That's the only way. Because as long as there's more people who believe in this fantasy, we all get to live in it. You're like, that's impossible. That won't happen even in my lifetime. It probably won't. I'm not finna kid y'all. We're speaking truths here. This is the revelation. It probably won't. You probably never see it happen. Most likely you won't. Most likely you won't ever see it happen. That's still not a reason not to push on the scales. You know what's right. You know what's good. What about your kids? What about your grandkids? What about your cousins? Whoever you care about, your lineage, whatever it is. What about the earth? What about the trees, bruh? It's got to be something you care about. The dirt, the ocean, the air, the animals. It's got to be something that you care about that's more than you. It's got to be something out there that you think is important, that needs to be preserved, that needs to be protected. What is that thing that's bigger than your life, that you care about, that you know needs protecting? What is that thing? I need you to think about that. And also need you to do something about it. Because if not you, who? And if not now, when? How can we ever improve if we don't start improving? This is very simple. You either go in one direction or the other. Are you part of the problem? Are you tipping the scales to imbalance? What do you love? Do you love anything? You love yourself? Do you love yourself? Because I feel like if you really loved yourself, then you would even you would hear what I'm saying. Because if you love yourself, then that means you love the universe. What do you love? You know what I believe? I believe love is the fifth element. I believe love is the fifth element. I believe love is dark matter. You science geeks out there, the ones who know what I'm talking about when I say dark matter, they don't really know what it is, but they know it's everywhere. You know, the universe is expanding, right? Faster and faster. Why? Why don't it just split apart anyways? You know? And then you have the gravity. That's the things that are closer to other things get pulled more closer to them. You know, What's driving these energies? They can't even find the particle for what the dark energy. They don't have a dark energy particle. It's totally theoretical. But they know it's there because it's in the math. They can see it in the math. But they cannot find what is, where it's coming from, what causes it. And I say it's love. Universe was created with love. Anything that's created was created with love. Now, you can do a hex or something like that, you know, and it comes from it. It's like a curse, and that's coming from a hateful place. But that's not creating. That is, you know, putting pressure on creation. That's not creating. That's a different thing. Everything that was created with love. Think about, you know, like I talked about how someone cook a meal for you, you know, someone that cares about you, you know, like let's say your mom or your wife or, you know, someone that really cares about you and they prepare your favorite meal or whatever. They know what you like, you know, and they make it for you and they cook it, whatever, and you eat it. And then it's, you know, it's like so delicious. It's like, you know, you would go to a restaurant and pay $1 million for it. That's how good it is to you. Like, you know, it really was nourishing to you. And that the reason why the ingredients are the same. You go to the restaurant and have them make the same dish for you. And it doesn't, they have the exact same ingredients and it doesn't nourish you the same. You don't, you know, it didn't feel the same. That's because it wasn't the ingredients that made it so great for you. It was because it was made with love. The cook at the restaurant was working in an assembly line and he's looking at a ticket and it's like, oh, what am I making next? There's no connection between him and you. He doesn't know who you are and he doesn't care. His job is not to care. His job is to, you know, put together this dish and follow this recipe. But when your mom made that dish, she cared. She cared that you enjoyed it. And she was thinking about you while she made it. She was like, he's going to love this. This is going to be great. This is favorite shit. Ooh, and I'm going to throw this in there for a little bit of a surprise. He's going to love this shit. And you did. She put her intention on it. This is metaphysics. This is also a real reality. This is not like made up. She put her intention on that food. And that's what made it so delicious. And like I say, it was the love energy that she put on that food. Because you have families. A lot of people struggle with food. You know, this is you know, you guys need to really try to hear me. You know, all around the world, we're all humans. We all have to eat at some point. And we all have, like, let's say, struggles with it. And there are some more than others. You know what I mean? It's an issue. It's an issue in every single household. Sit on that for a moment. Food, this simple topic, what to eat, having something to eat, is a huge issue in every single household. We all have to think about it, plan for it, and deal with it. There's no escaping it. Some of us really have huge issues with it because maybe we don't want to be on the hamster wheel, you know, or whatever. Maybe we're in a part of the world where there's just whatever, there's exploitation happening. But all of this is related to our connection with the earth, our connection with each other. Because you have people on this part of the earth who has so much abundance that they just throw the majority of it in the trash. And then on the other side of the planet, you got people eating grass. You don't see the imbalance? What? You guys, if you guys listen and watch my shit, I'm not finna be on whatever the news cycle is. Like, you know, I mean, I will react to this stuff or whatever and then speak on it or whatever, but I'm not, this is not that. This is not for clicks. So every time I come on, I'm gonna try to take you away from that shit. You know what I mean? And bring you back to like little basic realities that we keep missing so that hopefully more people can see the pixels and we can tip the scales. This is not for clicks. Hunger. People being hungry in like every household. That's a real thing. Kids go to sleep hungry. Parents go to sleep hungry. I remember times where I would feed my daughter and I wouldn't eat. And I'm sure there's other parents out there that knows what I'm talking about. I wouldn't eat because I didn't have enough. I wanted to make sure she had enough. So I would make sure she had enough and I wouldn't eat. I live in the United States of America, one of the richest countries in the world. You probably have a parent in another country in the world going through the exact same thing. Well, I don't go through that now. I'm just saying this. There was a time where that was the case. What I mean is that, you know, this is a worldwide thing. This is everyone's household. Okay. We all need to eat and we all have issues with food. And this is so basic, but this is something that you guys need to pay attention to because the ads have y'all looking at some other shit and y'all not looking at reality. We got acres and acres of soybeans. You know what I mean? Or whatever they make pine oil and shit out of. Like we can't eat that. You know, something happens, you know, we have a problem. The shipping thing, people think that this is all as a result of COVID. No, it's a result of these big ass ships and basically the system itself being flawed. And, you know, basically, what I'm trying to say is that this global system that we live under today, it's unsustainable. It can't continue. It doesn't even really work. It's an illusion that it works. You know what I mean? It has all kinds of cracks and fucking like inaccuracies going on. But the song and dance, you know, is over here to the left, and we're looking at that. And we're not looking at all the cracks in the system. We're totally missing it. And we're all like, everything is fine. Meanwhile, the ship is sinking. And it's a big ass container ship. That motherfucker is got thousands of containers on it. The crew is getting paid trash, barely living on the hamster wheel. The captain might be making a little bit of change. But he work all the time and every time. Don't never see his family. Part of the reason why I kind of how I ended up doing the show or why I do this show is because I have trouble sleeping at night. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know how you guys deal with it. Call me crazy. I don't know how y'all deal with it. Y'all, what do y'all do? Y'all have drugs? I don't know. Y'all buy stuff. You know, you have like gadgets and like toys that you play with. You know, I guess everybody, you know, everything ain't for everybody, you know, and it's like, you know, everybody had their way to deal with it. But what I'm saying is like, you know, like this crazy world that we live in, I know it's affecting you. I know it's impacting you. I know I know you can feel it. Because this is not the way it should be. Everything is like upside down and backwards. It's like, that's why I know you can feel it. Because it's out of balance. It's off whack. You know, we can all feel it. It doesn't matter what class you're in. It doesn't matter how much money you're making. It doesn't matter what race you subscribe to or political ideology you subscribe to. We all feel it. We're all connected, you know, as humans, as the human species. So I know you can feel it. So how do you deal with it? You know, anybody that's watching this video, go ahead and leave some comments, you know, underneath the thing whenever you see this video of how you deal with, you know, this crazy world. So let's talk about it a bit. Bread and circus, right? You ever heard the, you know, the phrase bread and circus? You know, I think about the TV and what's on TV. I'm more and more unplugged. I've done it over years. It drove my ex crazy. How I was about commercials, how I would avoid ads, and she thought I was weird. You know what I mean? And because I've been doing this. Well, I really got on it heavy, you know, some years ago. I don't know. I can't really just say, you know, how long it's been. But my ex was like, you're crazy, you know. Like, I'm like, I don't want to hear any ads at all. Like, I don't want to hear an ad on the radio. I don't want to hear an ad on the commercial. I don't want to hear an ad while I'm watching TV. I don't want to hear an ad while I'm scrolling YouTube. I do not want to see or hear any ads. And she was like, no, you're weird. You know, she thought it was strange. You know, I really think it kind of bothered her. And that's part of the reason why I wouldn't listen to the radio. Always when we rode around in the car together, you know, Spotify, you know what I'm saying? I would stream songs. And of course, I'm paying for the Spotify. So there's no ads popping up. And I get to play whatever songs I want to play. And that's pretty much what we did when we drove around. And, you know, sometimes she like listens to the radio. And my daughter is like that too. She'd be like, can we listen to the radio? I'm like, no. You know, part of it is, the main reason is because of the ads. But the thing is, like, what I think a lot of people don't understand is, like, almost everything has turned into an ad. Even people are ads. Like, you ever talk to someone and they're always like, hey, you ever heard of this new snack or this new gadget or whatever? Boom, boom, let me show you. You need to go down and check that shit out. Or a service. It could be a service like the cable company service, whatever the hell it is. They're always like, that's all they talk about. A brand, you know what I mean? Some clothes, something to go buy. You know, they're like, hey, have you heard about such and such and such? Boom, let me put you on. Hey, you know, you need to get on that shit, bro. That shit, you know what I'm saying? You need to get on that. So there's people like this. And like I say, Those are some of the hardest ads to avoid. How do you avoid a person that's an ad? And then like the big billboards, you know, you drive by, you know, the signs that you see, the planes flying by. How do you avoid that? And to all those out there who know what I'm talking about as far as like unplugging and whatnot, how do you, let me ask again, leave it in the comments. How do you avoid that? Because some of you out there know what I'm talking about. So whenever you say, I'm going to unplug, I can unplug, I'm going to unplug in. Bro, you are not unplugging. Why? Because every time you drive, you're going to see one of them fucking big ass billboards. Or you might happen to look up in the sky and see a plane flying by. Guess what? You just saw an ad. You haven't unplugged. Can't unplug from the Matrix. I thought about this heavily. That you can't unplug from it. Cannot unplug from it. So again, I go back to how do y'all dealing with this? You know, how do you dealing with the ones that are aware, the ones that know what I'm talking about? How do you deal with this shit? You know, I know you see the pixels. I know you see the code. I know you see it. How do you deal with it? What do you do? So anyways, right, avoiding ads, so forth and so on. So what I have realized, and I don't know if this has been true. I don't know how long this has been true. It may have been true the whole time, or maybe it happened over time. I don't know when it happened, but What I've realized is even like the movie that you watch, guess what? It's a long ad. It's really long, intricate ad. That song that you listen to, oh my God, your favorite song. Guess what? It's an ad. OMG. Again, how do you avoid that? How do you get away from that? Because you guys know, hopefully, you understand the power of psychology. And again, this channel is going in another direction. I'm talking about stuff that is what it is. You cannot fucking argue with this shit right here, okay? So that's what we're here for. This is the revelation. So I'm gonna edumacate you, and I mispronounced that on purpose. The ad, the commercials, the psychology. You know that these, like, psychology is real. Can we argue with that? No, not really. I mean, like, you can call it whatever you want, but you know that the breaking down how people think, what triggers them, colors, sounds, vibrations. This is all real shit. And so at some point, the people who do ads or whatever got a hold to psychology and they started using it in their advertising. And they've been doing this for, like I say, God knows how long. And so, you know, they've gotten better and better and better and better at it. They know what they're doing. It's very deliberate. Okay, understand that it's very deliberate. They know what your triggers are. They know how you're going to react to the stimuli that they're stimulating you with. So the movie is an ad. The whole movie is an ad. And they're just throwing them at you. It's multiple ads, basically. It's a collage of ads. And they're just throwing them at you. And it's, you know, yeah, every like, you know, one of the things about ads is like, the example I give is that, like, people say, you know, they don't affect me. The ads don't affect me. I don't care. You know, whatever, whatever, whatever. I can watch ad and it don't affect me. I have power over my will. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay, that's fine. But you ever found yourself randomly, you know, going through the drive-thru and buying like the new burger or some shit? Like, you didn't even know the shit was out or whatever. Like, oh yeah, they got this burger. You know what I'm saying? You in the drive-thru, you just ordered this damn burger. You know what I'm saying? You just randomly found yourself in the drive-thru ordering the burger that you knew was on the menu. And it's a new burger. Don't y'all have that such and such burger? You didn't think about this the whole time. This is how this works. You didn't think about this the whole time. You didn't even know it got you. No telling where you saw this ad. There ain't no fucking telling, but it got you. And randomly your ass pulled into the drive-thru and you was like, don't y'all have the such and such? Yeah, 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 for sure. We got that for you. Bow. And you happy about it. It gives you an elation. It gives you a certain amount of energy. It gives you like a, you know, a feeling, dopamine or whatever. Like it feels like a success. You won. You know what I'm saying? You crossed the finish line. Like I did it. That's the feeling you're supposed to have, because that's what the ad did to you. The goal of that ad was to get you to buy this specific thing. And once that ad has gotten you to, you know, to buy that specific thing, it has succeeded. And you feel it. You feel the success of the ad. The ad is your like buddy. It's your friend. It's your lover. It's your, you know, confidant. It's your wife. It's your husband. You know what I'm saying? The ad knows you. They know you straight up. They only tell you stuff you like to hear. And they know what you like to hear. They know what you like. They know everything about you. You love them. So to please them is pleasing to you. OMG. We have to pause on that. To please them is pleasing to you. So, what did I title this? This is not for clicks. And I have to say this because I don't think people really understand. And, it's still a kind of a reaction of the way YouTube has been kind of jerking me around. I'm not going to keep going down that road. Everybody's singing that song. And this is a different place right here. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to give y'all somewhere else to escape from this shit. Whatever you want to call it. Somebody at work was like, and all the time I have people who ask me, they don't ask me. They tell me, they say, you care too much. It's, why do you care? Why do you care? And you care too much, like, why does that matter? Like, that stuff doesn't matter, because I'm always preaching. When I turn off this camera, best believe I'm still saying the same shit to anybody that's standing in front of me. Because that's how important I feel this. Why do you care so much? Why do you care so much? Why does it matter? Okay. So it's like, the memes that go down your screen that say, no fucks, no fucks given. You know what I'm saying? Some kind of quote and then no fucks given. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody give no fucks, It's like you're not supposed to give no fucks in this society. In this world that we live in present day, you're not supposed to give no fucks, because if you do give fucks, then you finna get fucked, basically. Because everybody around you trying to fuck you. And as soon as you give a fuck, they finna fuck you. Straight up. Right? That's reality. That don't have to be what it is. So, that's my argument, because, that's what they say. That's what they keep telling me. They keep telling me, don't give a fuck. That's the way you get by. Because I've been asking this question this whole time. How do you deal with this? How do you deal with this shit? Because I know you feel it, the ones that can see the pixels. Some of these people are walking around totally lost zombie robots. They can't see shit. They totally lost in the fantasy. But the ones that's out here, if you're listening to me right now, you probably can see the pixels. So what people tell you is give no fucks. That's how you deal with it. That's how you deal with it. Give no fucks. So, but what I say to that is, somebody has to care. And there's songs, there's a, probably 1,000 songs that say this, because I got, like, I don't want to say them, but there's like lines in my head from so many songs that say, and different random shit, like philosophy that say, somebody has to care, somebody has to give a fuck. Somebody has to give a fuck. Yeah, a lot of people don't give a fuck. But even in within your society, let's say your workplace, wherever you work at, your school, whatever environment you're in, your house, whatever little bitty bubble you can imagine it that you're in right now. In that environment, somebody has to give a fuck. Because if they don't, that environment's gonna be shit. If you hear me, you hear me. I know you hear me. Somebody in there gives a fuck. So I guess when you go home, like when you leave out the house, you have no fucks given. But when you go back in the house, now you give a fuck. Because you have to, because otherwise your little environment will be shit. You'll be swimming in shit. Because everybody don't give a fuck. If don't nobody give a fuck, let's go take a shit in the corner over there. Let's go piss in the closet. I don't give a fuck. Let's not wash no dishes ever. I don't give a fuck. Let's not take the trash out. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Let's have sex with whoever. I don't give a fuck. I'm not right here in my house. Just run trains day after day. I don't give a fuck. Let's do drugs. I don't give a fuck. Like a trap house. Those out there know what a trap house is, what it really is. In that trap house, there's no fucks given in that trap house. You have to be that way when you're in there. It's all about money and exploiting people. So you have to give no fucks. So if you've ever been in a trap house, you know that it's gonna be trash over there. It's probably not gonna be no furniture. It ain't gonna be no food in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be dirt and filth. It's gonna be cigarettes and shit everywhere. Everybody that comes in there knows it's a trap house. Nobody gives a fuck. Coming here to make money. I'm in here making money. I don't give a fuck. When I leave out of here, I might start giving a fuck. But when I'm in this building right here, I don't give a fuck. I'll put the cigarette out on the carpet. I don't give a fuck. It's a trap house. Those that know what I'm talking about, hear me. What I'm saying is this. My argument to that no fucks given and so popular on the internet. And this is not going to get clicks. This is not going to get likes. This is not going to get shares. I post shit all the time on Instagram. Y'all don't know. I look at my analytics like crazy. I see y'all looking at my shit, but y'all don't fucking, y'all never comment and like. But I know I got an audience, a huge ass audience. I see y'all scrolling. It's on my analytics. What are you afraid of? You don't think you're going to be cool? It's not cool to know about politics and history. It's not cool to give a fuck. It's not cool to be a Republican and still have sympathy for the Democrats. It's not cool to be a Democrat and still have sympathy for the Republicans. It's not cool to be an independent and still give a fuck about the Republicans and the Democrats. Do I have to continue to go down this trope? Do you understand me? Do you feel me? It's not cool to give a fuck about the people that the others, the ones without, the not me's. But I reiterate, somebody has to give a fuck. Or it's the whole world is shit. We'll all be swimming in shit. Because the day comes when everybody you walk by, every single person, and that's how I feel right now. Like 99.9% of the people you walk by, they're outside of their home. They're away from their family. Maybe they're at work, wherever the hell they are. They don't give a fuck. They have no fucks given for whatever situation is going on. You know, if it affects them directly, yes. If somehow their little heartstrings get pulled, maybe, you know, something that they're specifically sympathetic to, you know, maybe they have like a, you know, a lot of you guys have like your little babies, you know, you have a little baby, you know, the ones that want to feel like you're an activist or the ones that feel like you want to give a fuck, but really you don't give a fuck. You just have the little baby that you give a fuck about. And the baby that I'm talking about is some kind of specific thing that you like, let's say climate crisis, let's say women's rights, let's say LGBTQ rights, or you know, just some random thing like that. That's your baby. So that's the thing that you give a fuck about. So then if you give a fuck about that, then it's cool to not give a fuck about nothing else. And you just kind of focus on that. So whenever that situation, like let's say patriarchal type of deal, like, you know, you're a feminist or whatever, and you see that a dude or the patriarchy, you see it because you see the pixels. I know you see them. And then you see that the patriarchal thing, it does its thing to a woman. And then you see that thing happening, and then you want to jump in and intervene because, again, like I say, that's your baby, so you're gonna jump on that. But if then you're in the same situation, it's like a racial thing happening over here, you're like, you know, or if it's a capitalistic thing or something like that happening over here, you're like, some kind of exploitation, man. I'm not gonna be on long. So that's why I'm preaching. I guess we on a sermon tonight. Let me pull up the thing because that's what I meant to do a minute ago, but then I got off my tangent. The name of the show tonight is This Is Not For Clicks. You know, I wrote, you're supposed to know. And I hear this a lot all the time. Like, you know, like you're on your job, right? You do something wrong or whatever. You're supposed to know. You're supposed to know that. You know what I mean? You got a significant other, you know what I'm saying? They don't, you know, you're trying to make them happy or please them sexually or any other kind of way. And then, you know, maybe you do it wrong or whatever. And then they're like, you're supposed to know, man. You know what I mean? You in church, the mosque, the masjid, and you say the wrong verse or misphrase the words or something, and they say, you're supposed to know that. So
My thing is, okay, let me read it. It says, you're supposed to know. That's what they tell me. But I'm supposed to know is something made up. But what I'm supposed to know is something made up. I'm supposed to know. God body. I do know. I have faith in God. I have faith in me. So I study the universe and everything in it. The truth is all you know. It's some made up stuff. When I talk data to people, their eyes get glossy. They start dozing. They ask me details. And when I start explaining, their eyes get glossy. They start to go to sleep. You don't want to know. You just want to have faith. Like, well, God body know. And in knowing comes power. It comes peace. Comes improvement in everyone's life. Improvement in the world. We don't do this for clicks. We want you to know. To actually know. So that things may improve. Someone has to give a fuck. If no one gives a fuck, the world is trash. So that's what we're doing here. I'm trying to help you to actually know, not think you know, not have faith that you know, not wait for somebody else to come and do whatever the hell you know needs to be done, to know. To know that it has to be you, and to know how to do it, and to know the reasons why you should do it right fucking now. As soon as you're able. Because this is urgent. Balance. We must come back to balance. We have to have it. We must have the balance. Anyways, how y'all feel? Y'all feel good? Y'all feel good?
Dime que tú quieres, papi.
Beautiful black woman in the background. Is black beautiful? Why do I even ask that question? Magazines that you see, billboards that you see. What's beautiful on those billboards? What's beautiful in those magazines? I think it's getting better. I do things in that particular regard. In that particular regard. Because I don't know how you cannot acknowledge the beauty of, you know, natural. And what I always say is, like, no matter what, let's say, race, culture that you have, like, your natural hair is going to always be your most authentic and beautiful self. And you may want to cover it. I ain't going to lie and just cover it and only show it to your husband, because your natural hair is very beautiful. It doesn't matter where you came from or what your parents look like. Because the real you is the beauty. One of the things is so lost in our society is, like, I was watching a video and they were talking about how, like, the elders, and then we were talking about gender, and then we're also talking about, like, scars, wrinkles, gray hairs, imperfections. When, as you get older, the elders, those scars were from things that they survived, and it was a badge of honor for the elders. Those wrinkles, that gray hair,
Those were badges of honor for our elders. Now we want to get plastic surgery and try to continue to look young, if you will. But that's an illusion. That's a fantasy. You don't look young. You just look like you had stuff, you know, work done. For those of us that can see, of course, you fool a lot of people. I'm sure you do. These people are zombie robots. They can't see the pixels. They can't see the matrix, but there's a whole bunch of us that can. So immediately when we look at you, we're like, Mr. Smith. And I ain't gonna lie, it's gotta be embarrassing for you. You know, I wish that you wouldn't have done that to yourself. You know, I really wish you wouldn't have. And hopefully you can, you know, sometimes you can't go back, you know, if you've done too much, you know, work. And that's very sad. Because like I said, those wrinkles are a badge of honor, you know, those, that cellulite, you know, that even that, you know, I'm not saying be unhealthy. That's another thing that we are getting lost in our society, because we talk about like, they're supposed to accept me the way I am. If I'm 500 pounds, hey, that's not healthy. It's not good for your body. You know, if anything someone's doing is unhealthy, you're going to say, you know, that's a thing that makes them unattractive. A person is a heroin addict. You know, that's unhealthy. A cigarette smoker. That's unhealthy. You know, these are things that make, you know, take away from your beauty. Because beauty is natural. So when you get out of that balance, that nature, that's ugly. Do you hear me? When you get out of that balance, when you get away from nature, that's ugly. Your natural self, that's beauty. Because God don't make mistakes. God created you perfect. And you're beautiful. I mean, how many songs have you heard that say that? This is true. Take it in. This facade that you see is fake. It's a fantasy. It's an ad. It's trying to sell you something. Maybe another surgery or a European hair hat, some eyelashes or some makeup. It's trying to sell you an outfit, a diet, a fucking lifestyle. God, body don't need none of that stuff. You don't need none of that stuff. You could come up with your own diet or lifestyle or whatever if you want and sell it to others. I'm sure others out there know what I'm talking about. You do as you wish. Just know that, you know, you got sold on something. The ad got you. Because you're supposed to just be. This hamster wheel that they got us running on, it fuels the machine. It's literally putting the energy into the machine. And that's how the machine continues to run. And the machine is what is doing what it's doing to us. But we're the hamsters on the wheel that's fueling that machine. It's true. They get us on the hamster wheel for a gazillion, bazillion reasons. We all have a different reason, a different motivation that gets us out there, jumps us up to get on their hamster wheel that they made. Because they knew you was going to get up there and jump on it. That's the thing, you know, that's the illusion that they give you. Because you think that, you know, you made this decision on your own. I mean, you did, but you have been guided into this decision. It's like you only have, you know, your choices are shit. Your choices are trash. When you look at this matrix, when you look at the illusion, the fantasy, the, you know, what to add, your options are very, very limited. So they know what you're going to choose. They don't, because that's the way it goes. You're going to choose to jump on the hamster wheel and push it. Some people are going to push soft. Some people are going to push harder. Some people go all the way in, you know. All of us get tired and get off of it for a while. And then what happens? We end up jumping back on, you know, because it's uncomfortable over there. And, you know, the thing is, when you're in the on the hamster wheel, there's a certain amount of comfort that comes to it because you don't have to think about your condition. You're just kind of going. You're going. You're doing your thing, going. You don't have to think about your condition. When you get off the hamster wheel, guess what? You have to think about your condition. And you're looking around and you're like, this is shit. Fuck it. I'm going to get back on the hamster wheel. At least I fucking, you know what I'm saying, got a distraction. So, but I ask you, why is it shit when you get off the hamster wheel? Why is it shit when you get off the hamster wheel? Why you have to wallow in shit? It's because of the no fucks. Because the system is driven off of no fucks. You know, make money. You know what I mean? Period. That's it. You know, God is money. We worship it. All things we do are for it. All praise is due to it. All actions are for it. We love it. Brings us happiness. Brings us joy. It allows us to accomplish things. It gives us maneuverability within this matrix. The more of it you have, the more it's like you're Neo and you can fly around this bitch. I say you can fly around without the money. But the reason why it's shit is because the no fucks. It stinks. Like the picture that I show of like the stars in the night, the city. Let me see if I have that. I probably deleted it. Yeah, I deleted it. Like it was a picture of the night sky in one of our major cities around the world. And it was beautiful, 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 you know. The skyline, the light, you know that humans made this. It's amazing. It really is. It's astounding. But in the picture, like I say, it's beautiful. But when you get close to it, it stinks. It smells like piss. It smells like trash can dumpster juice. It smells like crackhead shit. Like, you know what I mean? A pile of shit over there in the corner behind the dumpster. I hope y'all hear me.
Dime que tú quieres, papi.
Because I'm gonna slide up in the algorithm and I'm gonna fuck it. Y'all like this is crazy. This nigga is crazy. Like, no, really, he's crazy. Oh my fucking God. I say, bro, I struggle within me from making a church. Telling y'all. Telling you, man. It's a real struggle. Y'all want this guy. Trust me, y'all want this guy. The one that's all frustrated and angry and really trying to reach out to y'all. This is the guy y'all want from me. You know, I'm just one guy. Just one person. No, I can only do what I always say is I do what I can. I do what I can. And that's all I ask anybody else. Anyone that's listening, just do what you can. If you see the banana peel, pick the banana peel up and put it in the trash. You know, you see someone that you never seen before, a random person on the street, smile. Give them a nod. Thumbs up. You know, fist punch, you know, or just eye contact. People want to feel like they're here, you know. What makes us feel like we're here is other people. When we feel like no one ever sees us, then we feel like we're not here. And it's a misery. And it's a lot of us are in that. And it's like nobody ever even looks at me. They can't even see me. I'm invisible. Am I even really here? Does anything even matter? So when you look at somebody in their eyes, that makes them know that they're here. Know that somebody recognizes them, somebody acknowledges their existence. And for some of us out there, for a lot of us out there, that's it. That's all we really want, you know? I just want, you know, somebody to acknowledge I'm here. Stop pretending I'm a chair or a wall or a fixture to the building. You know, I'm just background noise. I'm a real boy. I think I burnt my microphone. I'm a real boy from Pinocchio. Now, this ain't no patriarchal stuff for the ladies out there. And a lot of times you hear me speaking in a he manner. I'm not talking about males. This is not no freaking gender type thing that I'm speaking about. Everything I said today, you know. You know, and your sexual preference, none of that shit. please. Okay. I'm speaking with this limited language that I use called English, and it tends to have gender built in it. But when I'm speaking, please just take the gender out. Take the gender completely out. Take the sexual preference completely out. Take the political views completely out. Take your what party you are in completely out. Take your race completely out. Take your, you know what I'm saying, even perspective, your point of view. Take that shit completely the fuck out. Please. Please. Try to hear the words. Try to hear the message. Try to hear what I'm trying to get you to see. You know what I mean? Don't think about gender or any like race, none of that shit. Cause I do speak on that. I do, because it's relevant. But whenever I'm, if I say he, when I'm speaking, that's not a he. Okay. That's just, you know, us humans. Okay. I just want to make that clear. I feel like I don't want to alienate anybody out there, but at the same time, I'm going to give hard truths that may make you feel uncomfortable. Most likely it will. This is going to be uncomfortable. But at the same time, you know, what your sexual preference is, even, you know, what gender you have, this is, all that shit is beside the point. It's not relevant. Not to this, not to what I'm talking about, not to the direction this channel is going in. We're talking about everybody. We're talking about a spiritual war. We're talking about your mind. You know what I mean? Your soul, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Your energy, your spirit, even your physical body, like being consumed. You know what I mean? Like zombie robot being totally used, being a cog in the machine. Hamster wheel pushing, driving the machine. This is what we talk about. We're talking about the revelation, the time when people finally start fucking saying, hold up, wait a minute. You've been lying to me this whole damn time? Wait a minute. They lying for me from all directions. Like literally everybody is lying. The church is lying. The media is lying. The politician is lying. My school teacher is lying. Well, fuck me and call me Charlie. Well, I'll be goddamned. You know what? It hurts. It hurts. You have to accept it, though. You know what I mean? That's the only way we can move forward, because we're going to start talking about the harder truths. And if you can't get past those, then you're not even going to be able to, like, follow me. So that's what this is. I want to help you understand where we're going and what the fuck. So we're over an hour. It's almost 3 a.m. here, and I have to work tomorrow. So I could totally go on for another hour. I swear I can. Just talking the same shit. But may not be a good idea. So I think I'm gonna wrap it. I will be making short shows, but I'm gonna try to push them. They're gonna be over 2 hours. Today is just short because I might push it to 2 hours. I don't know. No, I'm gonna wrap it. Freaking like I say, they're gonna be over 2 hours. That's what I wanna do. That's my goal. Today is short because I have to work a double tomorrow. And Monday is grind time for me. And that's, you know, when I go to school, that's grind time for me. And it's always a lot of shit, Monday, Tuesday. And I don't want to be too tired. So working a double tomorrow, I really need to get some rest tonight. At least relax. Even if I can't go to sleep, I'll just listen to music and try to chill. So peace and love, y'all. You know, we want you to be an activist. Because who else? We want you to give a fuck. Because who else? You know, we want you to create activists. Why? Because who else? We want you to help build infrastructure. You know, for the people who can see the pixels. Because if not you, who else? It's super simple. We're going to start getting super simple. We're going to be pulling up physics and shit because I love that shit. And, you know, I'm kind of surprised I haven't. I probably have done some shows, but I don't remember doing any. But, like, I'm super into that shit and, like, the laws of, you know. So I'm going to start breaking those things down because it's really simple. Once you start looking at, like, you know, just what reality is telling you, you know what I mean? What the data is saying, then you can apply that to everything because it's everything. Once you understand like physics and shit like that, you understand everything about the motions of shit. You know what I mean? How the mechanics of things. Now, that's not everything. This is just a part of it. But that part, you know, if you understand that part, you understand all the mechanics. But that's how it works, because everything that you study, once you get it, then it's going to relate to every single part of your life, the whole fucking world, the whole universe. I'm telling you, man. So that's what I'm going to do, because that'll give me plenty of content. I could break that shit down for y'all. I love that shit. I love French science. I love what science is trying to say, what it's trying to do, how it does it, and what it doesn't know, like, you know, the limits, you know, the edge. That's why I take anthropology, because that's a kind of an edge science. It's supposed to be a science. But it is fringe. It's like a fringe, you know what I mean? It's not accepted by everyone or whatever, but it's all about the methodology, you know? And the ones that y'all do know about archaeology, that's underneath anthropology. So y'all know about archaeology, but there's different branches of anthropology. Linguistics is another one. I'm not going to go down a list. It's not a class. But y'all know the archaeology one. That's the one in Indiana Jones and all that shit, which is a fantasy, but that's what y'all know. So y'all know archaeology. So, but y'all can understand that it's a science, but it's also on the fringe, because when they be finding new shit, they have to change up with their shit. Pretty much all science is that way, because once you realize what the truth is, you have to acknowledge that shit. What the data is saying. The data says this, okay? Like, your feelings are not in this at all. Like, your feelings matter not. The data says this. So how you feel about it is irrelevant. So, like I say, I'm going to wrap it. I'm going to play a couple of songs. Thank y'all for being here. Damn it. Sorry. I hope the sound is better. I kind of changed up my setup a little bit because I'm sending my shit to the Apple Podcast and shit. This is the way I'm trying to go. I really wanted this to be podcast style anyways. So I'm kind of going in that direction. and trying to improve the quality of the show with the audio listeners in mind. You know what I mean? So that's, again, related to like playing the videos and some of the other stuff that I do or have done. You know what I mean? Which is really good for a video show, but, you know, maybe not as good for an audio one, you know? And like I say, I always wanted this to be a podcast, and that's kind of the direction I'm going in. But I'm going to be everywhere forever as far as, like, I'm going to spread. Like I say, I'm battling. I'm finna fuck the shit out of the algorithm. They're not going to see me coming. Yep, I'm finna fuck the shit out of the algorithm. That's the plan anyways. So that's the reason why this type of stuff is not like what people, this is not for clicks. So this stuff is not going to be, you know, what people are sharing and liking, you know what I'm saying, like crazy or whatever. You know what I mean? Like I say, I see people scrolling my Instagram because I be on that hoe posting, like, you know, talking just like I'm talking right now. You know what I mean? And I see them scrolling. But they don't like or comment on there, but I can see it in the analytics. So that's what's going to happen here. That's why I'm fucking, like I say, I'm going to fuck the algorithm. So my likes, shares, subscribers might not look all that, you know, much. And it's probably going to be that like that for a while or whatever. But it's the message. People are going to be hearing it. And that's what I'm here for. So, and that's what it is. I'm trying to tip the scale. So catch your little old ear. Maybe you can unplug from fucking TikTok for a few minutes, you know what I mean? And do something different. Maybe you can turn off Madlock. It's like an old person. Or Netflix or whatever the hell. Like, you know, Special Victims Unit, you know? You know, whatever the hell it is, because the Matrix got your ass. All of us, we're not exempt. All of us, hey, you got a PhD, you got a master's degree. Hey, you out there, you a gardener and you be in the fields all day. Hey, you know what I'm saying? All of us. We all in this shit. Hey, you're not exempt. Not exempt, buddy. Nope. You do not get a pass. We all on this spaceship called Earth. As far as we know right now, we can't escape it. Maybe that's what they're trying to do, you know? Hey, I wouldn't put my faith in that. It could happen. I'd rather put my faith in what I see right here on the planet right now already. And what I see, like, I see stuff that's good, that works. The natural way works. There's evidence all over the place. There's evidence that this global neoliberal bullshit that we're on doesn't work. It really doesn't. Like the way we do the capitalist system, the global capitalist system with the currencies, man, we're sold on this shit like it works. It doesn't. Like I say, the future for it to work, everything has to be local. You know what I mean? Local communities, working with other local communities to get all the products and services that they need. We cannot be eating fruits and vegetables from the other side of the world. We cannot be getting packages, you know what I'm saying, delivered over fucking night from the other side of the world. This is unsustainable. It's unnatural and it doesn't work. And it's not good for us. It's going to bring the death. It's bringing death. So that's what it is. The only way for us to continue is to get back on some kind of balance, you know what I'm saying, with nature. That's the only way. And look at nature and for all of our answers, for all of our questions, because they're there. The answers are there. You know, we have to do the studying. We got to do the research. We got to dig in, you know what I mean, for the long haul, like I say, for the children and grandchildren, because that's what it is. Like I say, man, peace and love. Thank y'all for being here. Thank y'all for listening. I love y'all.
You are now. Yeah. Yeah.
G. Superstar. KC. Real. Bambino. That's the real shit you've been waiting for. By myself,
and I think about my life,
and I think about my past.
I be like my future shine,
damn my future shine,
damn my future shine,
damn my future shine,
damn my future shine.
When I sit by myself,
and I think about my life,
and I think about my past.
I be like my future shine,
damn my future shine,
damn my future shine,
damn my future shine,
damn my future shine. Been building since 96, it's been a trip, just trying to survive in this bitch. And you wonder why I wear a frown every time I turn around, dumb and dumber trying to pull me down. All my niggas screaming, just get up out of H-Town. But I ain't, this is where I make my bank. Plus I got unfinished business with a skank. G's be my witness, I'ma hit hard as a tank. I can't stop Casey, the prophet, God of the day. I trust the game with a case for being fake, for I thought I hate all of y'all. And I'm willing to eliminate anyone up in my way. Sitting living in the belly of the beast, predator and prey. Either get ate, pray you ain't the next nigga on my plate.
I be like, damn, my future shy. That's why I let all my anger out when I get up on the mic. They say life is what you make it, but shit, that's like rolling dice. Man, let me tell you something, man, life ain't all night. People be like, man, that's crazy, man, but that shit is right. Let me tell you something, you tell them the truth, they be like, that ain't right. But shit, life is shy, it's like putting up with a fight. If you fuck with me and KC, we'll punch out your life. When I sit by myself,
and I think about my life,
and I think about my man,
I be like, my future shy.
Yeah, my future shy.
Yeah, my future shy.
Yeah, my future shy.
Yeah, my future shy.
When I sit by myself,
and I think about my life,
and I think about my past,
I be like my future shine.
Damn my future shine.
Damn my future shine.
Damn my future shine.
Hey, damn my future shine.
Taking me a free day. If it's a drive, I'm best to listen to what you say. I'm higher than a child on the first day of pre-K. Drive slow, ain't tripping on the delay. The couple sipping on it, giving dumb leeway. Anyway, the optimal ashes spilling on my cat case instead of the ashtray. Brush it off and keep it moving on. Shift my attention to what else I could be doing wrong. To it, someone on my phone I could be screwing on. So you alone? Bring the whole crew alone. Sit around the table playing grill pong. She drunk, she bending over and she got a clear thumb. I'm looking from the back, man, I got an ass on. I wake up on my back, that's so fun. Damn green man, it's got me sitting sideways.
This damn lean man,
it's got me sitting sideways.
I'm on the scene
and you know I'm sitting sideways.
You don't feel like me,
why you looking at me
sideways?
This damn green man,
it's got me sitting sideways.
This damn lean man,
it's got me sitting sideways.
I'm on the scene
and you know I'm sitting sideways.
You don't feel like me,
that's why you looking at me
sideways. I'm the king and we gon' do the things my way. I wanna see you in skinny jeans on Friday. When I'm leaning to the left, you better be leaning in the right way. I'm cleaner than a washing machine. If you hyperallergenic, get your antihistamine. You're like a tight wide caught in between. A full of shit latrine and a pistol with a fiend. Gotta get the cream, the game is on top. KCE, we the team that won't stop. They calling me the dean, cause I teach them what's hot. Thought you were the new thing, we can see that you're not. We had to
get mean, cause we're taking your spot. We wanna get a ring sitting championship box. Call up your queens and tell them get clocked. See the muscle is supreme, your boys gon' kick rocks. This damn green man, it's got me sitting sideways. This damn lean man, it's got me sitting sideways. I'm on the scene, man, no I'm sitting sideways. You don't feel like me, that's why you looking at me sideways. This damn green man, it's got me sitting sideways. This damn lean man, it's got me sideways. I'm on the scene, man, no I'm sitting sideways. You don't feel like me, that's why you looking at me sideways. We thought you were the new thing. But we can see that you're not. Yo, we thought you were the new thing. But we can see that you're not. But you got your own and you clean. Drop it like it's hot. If you got your own and you clean. Drop it like it's hot. Everybody say wow. How you gon' jock my style? Say wow. How you gonna jock my style? Say wow.